Hello, and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, I'll be your GM, and over to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarwin Tria, the human flame dancer bard, played by Neil.
Will playing Nath Bendikar, apparently a ninja.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, and Pete, that's how you do it when you screw up. You just put your name at the end.
That's perfect.
Curtis playing Ronan. No, Ronan playing Curtis. No, wait. Curtis playing Ronan.
Now you got them all flustered.
In a game with one frog, Ronan stands alone.
And with Peter playing meta. Fuck you guys.
I'm not that kind of frog. Thank you.
Yeah, apparently you are. You're in porn.
We know you don't have precise shot on any of your five characters that should have it.
No. He's got on one.
He does. Oh, sorry. One of five. That's a good start.
I think there's only three, isn't there?
How many clones are there now?
There's three. There's one for PFS.
And a handy doesn't count.
Not without precise shot.
Wow. Hey, you don't want to hit the eye. That's just mean.
It burns!
That was a double dunk. Man.
That's harsh. No, that's a whole separate thing. That's you got to pay extra for that.
Come on, Kurt. Defend yourself. Nah.
He's still trying to get out of his eye.
Oh. It burns!
Should see what Ronan does to these guys when they're sleeping.
Hey, how you guys been?
Now that we're done, the one listener.
A little sticky here.
If they hadn't been scared away yet.
Yeah, right.
If you're starting with this episode, don't.
Which episode did we fix the volume issue?
It was around 39.
Definitely after 9, because 9 was...
Started episode 0, the one that says, start here. Listen to me first. It's not a trick like in Alice in Wonderland. You actually should listen to that one first.
Are you sure?
Very.
Yep, very.
Okay.
So I didn't have to answer, so I am not culpable in a court of law.
All right. So,
I prefer episode 18 myself, but that's just personal.
Where you come in.
Is that where you go?
Oh, yeah. That's why. I forgot.
Mark, you got to stay on the mic the whole time.
I'm so sorry.
So are we.
Apparently not. You let me stay all this time. Does anyone have a moisty nap?
There you go.
A moisty nap?
I think that's a hand cleaner, man. Hand sanitizer.
Isn't that what happens?
Put it in my arm.
Yeah, it burns. It burns.
Yeah, the moisty nap wouldn't burn if you put it on your eye.
Right?
Probably would not feel very good.
No, it's supposed to be soothing.
Soothing action. Oh, wait, that's Hall's cough drops.
Hey, don't start that shit, Pete. It's contagious.
So, for the listeners, I made all the name tags for FriendCon, and I put little sayings at the end of all of them, and Pete's just said, I'm awake.
Very fitting.
Yes. Well,
now that you've started, you got to go around the table, starting at Pete.
I'm awake.
What did Kurt say?
What?
What?
What did yours say?
Jerk.
Will?
Now, Will's is the one I'm actually kind of a little embarrassed about because it says Big Willy, but then he brought up, why didn't it say suck on that? And I was like, because I apparently am not that funny.
Neil?
3.5.
No, I said third edition.
Third edition. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Marks?
Mustache.
I know what mine said, but tell everybody else.
Natural one.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't know why. You've got more mustache than everybody at this table combined, and there are two full beards here and a lot of partials.
Sometimes Will has a mustache and a beard, but...
No, still. Sometimes Will has a mustache and his beard is so patchy it can't be considered a beard.
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, yeah.
I like mine because it's Beard Tang. Said GM, player, mustache, in that order.
Yeah, and I've only ever met one person in real life who I would compare mustaches with to you, and he had the full, like, waxed Captain Hook twirl thing.
Oh, wow.
Are you talking about my uncle?
Denver?
No.
No, there's a guy.
Denver Phelps? You know Denver Phelps?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That dude.
Shout out to Denver Phelps.
Yeah, no, he does not fucking listen. I guarantee it. I'm not even sure if he's still alive.
I don't care. I'm still shouting that out.
Yes, but, yes, he is.
He was, when I haven't seen him in probably 10 years, but he was taller than me, mm-hmm. bald as an egg,
mm-hmm.
this big, all-white, curled mustache.
Hmm.
Was a real cool dude.
He had to be if he was that freaking tall.
Yeah, height imparts coolness. Let's go with that, please.
Except for, you know, heat rises, so that would actually make him hotter. Because higher to the closer.
Well, I mean, he wasn't my type, but well, I mean, no shame on you guys. If that's your thing.
No,
that's a whole other world out east.
Hell's a whole another world when you're 6 foot tall.
Yeah. Said Pete, who's not.
there were things on my shelves I finally found.
Yeah. My wife actually makes it a point on the rare occasion that we have family over or if Jason's coming to make sure that we get the ladder out to clean the top of the fucking fridge.
fucking tall bastards come. We gotta dust a fridge.
Give a shit. I had to get into the cupboard on top of my fridge the other day, and I use a stool for that. And I was like, I was up there, and I looked down at the top of the fridge. I'm like, oh, I wondered where that was.
Your name tag's the one that says jerk. I'm just saying.
The rest of the family, not a single one of us, other than maybe my oldest daughter, can even reach the top of the fucking fridge. But by golly, if Jason's going to be around, we better clean it.
My question is Jason, have you ever noticed the cleanliness of the tops of their counters?
No! Fuck, no! Most of the time I only even notice the counters because they fucking put food on it.
Yeah, that's definitely going to get your attention.
Yeah, so that's how you distract Jason. Food.
Food. Yeah. Yeah, no, Rachel makes buffalo chicken dip the few times I go over there, and I love buffalo chicken.
Fuck yeah, who doesn't?
Make sure you tell Rachel that if you make buffalo chicken dip, you don't have to dust the top of the fridge.
Right? Make a note.
Yeah. Make a note. She needs to make some so that you guys can have it here.
I'll even provide, like, I'll buy the Franks for it.
I'll buy the other stuff for it.
Franks?
Like the Franks chicken? Red Hot makes a really delicious buffalo sauce.
I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to convince me to eat hot dogs again.
I don't want them to eat the chickens from Prince Chicken Ranch.
My mistake.
Well, they already got the chicken there, right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want them to eat those chickens, so I'll make sure that I buy the chickens so they can keep their Pete's chicken.
I'm just waiting for the day when they kill Jason, and I get to eat that.
So, Pete.
Consume its heart.
Pete, when I visited Pete's Chicken Ranch, told me that all six of those hens, were freeloading. Any updates there, man?
They're still freeloading. We've been giving them pep talks the last few mornings. Come on.
You can
make breakfast.
Did you say pezcocks?
Pep talks.
Oh, sorry.
Do they all have roosts?
There are three roosts in there, and actually with only having six chickens, you only need one. We've got three, and they roost just fine. They've got three different boxes in there for laying and all that.
Can I make a suggestion? You separate them, right? Each has their own little roost. And you buy some eggs, and you put eggs in five of the six, and then you make it very clear that those five have eggs, and then you kill the sixth one. Just to make it obvious, you produce eggs, or you die.
And in Jason's ideal world, the chicken doesn't get the egg, right? Because you want
to
eat it?
Well, I mean, if it's big enough to eat.
You're right.
I don't know if it is or not. Like,
yeah, they're big enough now.
Have you tested yet if how long they can live without their heads? I've heard U of I did it for like 3.5 weeks or something like that.
There is, I can't think of the name of it, but there is a chicken I think it's in the Guinness Book of Records, that lived for 18 months without a head.
I believe it.
Damn.
Primarily because when they went to behead it, they screwed up and didn't get the full brain stem. They just cut off the head. So the guy fed it with an eyedropper for 18 months until it died.
See, that was my thought. How the hell is it eating, you know, and drinking? Yeah, okay. So
intravenously?
That works.
And that's how you get zombie chickens.
I feel like that's encroaching upon some ethics territory at that point.
I wasn't going to broach that subject, but yeah, probably.
No, I don't want to go any deeper into it. I feel like that probably touches on the ethics subject. At 18 months of surviving without a head.
All in the name of science.
This episode brought to you by Pete's Zombie Chicken Ranch.
It is Halloween-ish.
Right now,
the first customer can be patient zero.
Yeah, I've only had to put one down so far. The first batch that she got ended up being all roosters because we did the cheaper way of just a random run. Right. And
you didn't get a chicken sex selector.
The second time around, we did all six of those were pullets, which means they sex them before they put them in the box.
Right, right.
The
clucking dead.
The original batch of six, we got rid of five of them to one of Rachel's buddies who lives out in the country. And then we had one left that we couldn't get rid of, so I took care of that one.
Right. You don't want roosters here in town, do you?
Technically, it's against the city ordinance.
I'm not going to tell.
Now, as long as your neighbors don't mind, it's not a big deal because they don't come out and check. But the roosters started getting annoying. For like an hour in the morning and an hour at night, they would not stop fucking crowing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know necessarily that it was annoying the neighbors so much, but it was driving me up the fucking wall.
So you got rid of that and got a baby.
Is that rooster's name Lucky?
Yeah, that's a good trait.
One of my former employers.
I'm seeing the same thing there. I don't know.
Pretty much.
Well, at least the rooster's outside.
Pete, just to be clear, you can't solve both problems with the same solution.
I'm thinking the rooster kept Pete awake long enough to have a baby.
I remember back when I had my first child. I mean, of course, no sleep. You know, you're not used to it and everything. So I go into work. I just look like horrible.
The chicken
and,
zombie?
And one of the guys that I work with, he goes, hey, he says, man, he says, you look pretty rough. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I'm really tired. He's like, yeah, those new babies, they can be really hard. I said, yeah. I said, he won't sleep, at least when I want to sleep. He wants to sleep when I'm not, you know, when I'm not there. I said, which is not working real well. He goes, well, I said, don't worry, it'll work itself out eventually. I said, yeah, I said, I did notice if you shake him really hard, he quits that shit. And the guy looked at me just horrified, and I'm like, dude, I'm kidding.
Well, last night, I fed...
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I did not shake the baby. I did not shake the baby. But last night, I fed the baby. It took 3.5 ounces, and it passed the fuck out. All right. So I set it down. I'm going to go smoke, and I'm going to go lay down and take a nap while it's napping. I get out, take 2 drags from a cigarette, and wah, wah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait. I got a question right now. So you bought sexed chickens, right? Pullets? That's what you called them, right?
Yes.
This is going back.
What about the baby? We don't know what sex the baby is yet?
Spartacus is all sexes.
Oh, it's
all
like
beings at once.
The baby is a female.
Okay.
That brings my grand total to 3 female children and 1 female wife in the house.
You've got to quit pulling out
of estrogen
for
this.
No, it's
dude.
A family tradition because I have 2 kids, both females. Pete has 3 kids, all females.
Uh-huh.
And Stephen has 1 kid, female.
I've informed my brother that it is now on him to not only have a boy, but to have fucking twins.
Ah, yeah.
He either that or he stays where he's at. That way it's 1, 2, 3 kids.
Oh.
Or he goes up so it's 2, 3, 4 kids.
Yeah, he's got 2 options.
Yeah, probably best to stay where he's at, though. The apartment's not that big.
No, it's not. So anyway, I go back in. I'm like, you just ate. What the hell do you want? And finally, I made another bottle. She took 4 drinks of it and then fell back asleep. All right, we're good. I went out to finish my cigarette.
Nope.
Immediately, 2 drags, start screaming again. Come back in. I'm like, fuck it, I'm done with the cigarette. I sat down, got my laptop out, turned on Disney Plus, and hit Star Wars Rebels. She immediately stopped crying. Like, really?
Were you holding her?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's why.
Yeah. It was obviously a Star Wars.
Yeah, probably.
I'll tell you, the best investment we ever had was this swing, electronic swing. That, I mean, it saved our fucking lives. The kids would sleep in that because it was, like, really bundled up and padded really well, and you could strap them in so they could not get out. It would swing, play music. I would mute the TV and play video games. We would sleep, all sorts of stuff because of that swing.
We actually have one, which has really helped, but it doesn't always solve the problem.
We had one of those little bouncy seats, like if you put the kid in it, you could clip the seatbelt, and then you pull the head all the way down to the floor, and you let it fly. The baby flies up against the seatbelt. No, I'm just kidding.
I have one of those.
Those are like awesome. A catapult.
Those are awesome, though.
It's a bouncy seat.
The one we had, the bouncy seat, had like a little thing on it that would vibrate.
Yep.
The bouncy seat was gold. Put them in that. Out.
Hey, pro tip, though, Pete. Every once in a while, you got to check the diaper, man. Just saying.
Oh, I've taken care of that, too. Speaking of prune juice from earlier, the doctor recommended that we give her a 1/4 ounce of prune juice because she was having some difficulty. All right, so we did that once, and she loves prune juice. Next 3 days, every diaper.
Yep. It's kind of the way it works. Yep.
So if my kids ever end up listening to this in like 10 or 12 years, embarrassment time, my oldest has had digestive issues, so she is on a 1 prune a day and children's laxative.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because otherwise she ends up with stomach aches.
Does she enjoy the prunes?
Yeah. I got into it with her because, you know, she was young enough. She's like, I'm not going to eat that. That's gross. I'm like, I'll eat one. And I found that if I stop eating them, I have some really explosive poops. Because I've forgotten a few days, and it's just like, well, this is very unpleasant.
So, yeah. Do they taste good? I've never had one.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Prune juice is one of the flavors in Dr. Pepper, whether you know it or not.
My uncle describes Dr. Pepper as carbonated prune juice.
There you go.
You know, back to that, I hate Dr. Pepper with a passion unless it comes from a fountain.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's great if it comes from a fountain, but you can it or bottle it, and the stuff is absolutely disgusting to me. I don't know why. I know carbonation makes a difference in flavors, sure. But I cannot stand it any other way.
Crazy.
I actually don't like most fountain sodas. It's different, and I don't like it.
I kind of prefer it over a can or bottle if I can help it.
I think that's the consensus among most people, is they like fountain better, but not for me.
I like the fountain if they clean it every once in a while.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, not everybody does that.
In fact, a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
Never everybody does it, but everybody should.
Yeah. So.
If you're listening to this and you work somewhere where they have a fountain soda machine, check it.
Clean it. Don't even check it. Just clean
it. Take the O-rings off, soak them for a while, re-lube them, put it all back together, let it soak overnight first. Please.
Yeah.
Sanitizer.
We know it's a pain in the ass, but I'm begging you. For the one time that I do get a fountain soda, please clean it.
Please.
I mean, as somebody who cleans for a living, we get inspected on all those little things. We always joke that if the bosses can't find anything else, they'll open up the paper towel dispensers and ding us for having dust inside the paper towel dispensers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where hopefully none of my job ever hears this, but... I have gotten, they call them sanitations, right? When they look in, all of my sanitations have read exactly the same way across 2.5 years. Literally the exact same words every single time.
Wow.
And I never see a single boss actually look through my job.
Really? Yep. They just copy and paste from the previous?
No, of course not, Pete. That would be totally unrealistic.
No, they wouldn't do that. I mean, it's like exactly the same one that you had last year, but... it's got someone else's name on it because they forgot to copy and paste that part out of it.
Jason is very, 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 very consistent.
Next recording session, Jason's coming. Well, fuck.
Yeah, no, God. If one of the reasons why I picked the building I picked is because nobody cares about it.
Well, that helps.
Yeah.
And you said they're hiring again?
Yeah, yeah. If you want to come scrub toilets at a major... yes, I'm going to cut all that out.
Yeah, I would. I got an email the other day from Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have a 911 center that's hiring, and they want me to do a phone interview.
You can't leave.
Well, you can leave, but...
all depends on how much they pay.
The current starting versus my straight time right now, which I've been getting a shit ton overtime, is $18,000 more a year.
Wow, it sounds like a bargaining chip to me.
And
definitely.
All you have to do is move to Oklahoma.
I actually have a house that I could move into with no rent.
That doesn't change the reason
moving
why
to
I said
Oklahoma.
It. Yeah, that doesn't change that you're in Oklahoma.
It's just a 10-hour commute for this.
Right?
That's a long drive.
Just have to come stay for a weekend once a month.
Ish.
Visit the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy to do every single month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only 12 of them.
Tell them for another $17,000 a year you'd consider it.
I highly doubt they'll actually consider me. Because of the whole having to move thing.
Right.
Actually, a lot of companies like if people move because they feel like they've got you there now. And there's nothing you can really do about it.
You're away from your...
depends on the corporate...
your family. You
know, paradigm. But a lot of the tech companies want you to move away from where you are. Preferably to wherever they are and away from your family and stuff.
Did you hear about Microsoft? They actually are docking people's pay if they move out of certain areas to get away from the high tax rates.
Really?
Yeah.
I read that
article the other day. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So if you don't pay as much in taxes, you don't get paid as much either.
Right. Like say, you know, the corporate center where you work is in this city and they have a high tax rate and stuff. So you decide, hey, because of all the telecommuting and everything, I can do my job from, you know, two towns over that is a lot cheaper. You know, yeah, Microsoft's like, no, if you're not going to be here near the campus, then we're not going to pay you as much because, you know, of reasons. And they just dock their pay.
Wow. At which point it completely defeats the purpose of moving.
And that's what they're, I think that's the carrot stick type thing. You know? Pay here, you know, stay here and pay higher taxes, or if you move somewhere nicer, you know, for your family trying to save some money, we're just going to dock your pay anyway. So
I think it's a pretty good incentive not to work for Microsoft.
I think the official reason Microsoft gave, and I'm not saying that this is what it is, but I think the reason that they gave was if you move too far away that you can't, like, make it into the physical location within a certain amount of time, then we're not going to pay you as much.
So it's kind of like fire departments and stuff for you to live within X amount of miles from the dorm.
I believe that's what they officially coined it as, but
which, yeah, depending on your job, makes sense. But well, the 99% of people that work there, it probably wouldn't matter.
It would make sense if you live in places where, you know, winters are rough.
Sure,
but other than that,
you know, like he said, depending on the job, like if you work emergency IT or maintenance or stuff, and that you may have to get called in at weird hours to solve a problem that needs to get solved now.
Like, if I lived 40 minutes away and they needed something at the office, that's 40 minutes of downtime for whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You can't handle it remotely, well...
I'm sure the tax break that Microsoft gets from the community probably starts to look a lot less attractive if all the people who pay the taxes to the community start to leave.
Yep.
Hey, how you guys been? What's new?
Not a lot.
I just got back from a vacation in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's a fun place to be.
Yeah.
From.
How's Davey?
It's good.
Good, good, good.
Kurt.
How's Goliath?
On your mic.
No dog. Just working a lot. So,
right?
Apparently up there, he works for a company called Fiat Chrysler.
Yeah. No town up there, bro.
Apparently they can't hire enough people right now.
That's Do they need a website?
And one of the reasons you were up there was Matthew was getting an interview with them, correct?
Yeah, he's checking it out.
Cool.
So, William, are you thinking about a commute too for a podcast?
Not that far one. I'm going to be honest. I don't like commuting the 30 minutes for this, but...
Wow.
It's enjoyable, so I do it anyway.
30 minutes, huh?
Yeah, I don't like driving.
I commute farther than that to work.
I know you do. That's why I don't live out here.
I'm actually with
Will. Got your man there. Beat.
I intentionally moved out here, and I hate driving. So it's like every day to and from work. And I know a lot of you drive a lot further than me, but it still doesn't, you know, I still don't enjoy my drive.
Yeah.
Well, my commute to work isn't that big a deal because I live... you know, fairly close, but when they have me put my availability time on because of, like, emergencies, it's always double whatever I live, so, you know, I don't want to go there. <You know? laughs> But as far as the commute to here, man, I mean, it's a lot, but like Will said, I really enjoy this, you know.
It's because of me, isn't it?
It is, Neil. It's just, I mean, it's your roguishly good looks, you know, your bald head.
Thanks, appreciate
it. You know,
it.
The deep voice just does it for me.
I'm glad. You know. I'm glad it does it for somebody, you know.
That's why we put you next to him.
I'm totally. So happy. Get to be between these two hunk of men right here, Brett and Neil.
That's also why we can never see Neil's hands above the table.
They're busy.
He is pretty shiny. I was thinking about putting an awning on that side of the table, maybe.
You know, I needed to brighten up the room a little bit. You know?
You don't even wax, do you? No, I didn't.
It's all natural oils, baby.
Yeah.
So I got a sexy beard, all that natural oil.
Your hair just kind of migrated.
He just
kind of
rubs his hand over and rubs it through the beard.
Yeah. Who needs beard balm?
Yeah. And it's amazing to me how fast Neil can grow a beard.
Oh, I thought we were going to leave it at how fast Neil is.
No. Totally get that. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Wow.
Bailey has to pause the movie.
Wow. What's a pause?
You're welcome.
Remember when they used to have the old Chuck Wheeler thing? We'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. You know, when they do the commercials, and he's like, hey, we can do it 3 times.
Wow.
Hey, at least he's got some recovery time. Holy shit. Barely even tell he stopped at that point.
Wow.
So that was the fifth time I stabbed a donkey over 5 gold pieces.
So here's an interesting dream. How was the donkey getting these gold pieces?
No, the donkey didn't have the gold pieces. I stabbed the donkey in order to get the 5 gold pieces.
It was in the donkey's prison pouch.
Was it like a bet? Were you like?
Some of them were a bet. Some of them were the donkey was physically obstructing my path. Some of them was it was a paid gig. I mean, there's. Okay. I mean, it's over 5 times. It's not always the same story.
This is a very interesting dream. Share more.
Well, I think it all probably started when I was 11.
Is it always the same donkey?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because it was, I would be concerned.
Because it'd be the donkey sees him on the other side of the courtyard. He's like, oh, fuck.
Violence is an expression of sexual frustration. Is it always the same donkey?
I bet the 10th time that comes around, that donkey's leaving the state.
No, that donkey has learned how to use a sword and a shield by then.
Gets into a big fight, like from Tangled. I want you to know, this is the strangest thing I have ever done.
Now, see, I'm kind of picturing Peter Griffin and the chicken scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I've seen Tangled enough times where they're literally sword fighting with a horse. That's where my mind goes to.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that one, but I kind of want to.
Very, very certain I've never seen that. I don't even know if I've ever heard of it.
The Tangled movie? Really?
Yeah. It's the awesome. The Disney retelling of Rapunzel.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's
The Smolder.
Crap, what the guy? The guy who played Shazam. What's his name?
Shazam?
Shaquille O'Neal?
No, the other one. The newer one.
Not that Shazam.
He's talking, he's talking the new Shazam.
Zach something.
With that kid.
He was on... He was Chuck, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was the guy that played Chuck, I thought.
It's not Zach Graff.
No, not Graff.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Google.
Jason's working on it.
You guys definitely should watch Disney's Tangled. It's very good.
Zachary Levi.
Yes. I was right there, man.
Yes.
Right there.
Was Shazam. Yes, he is Chuck. He voices one of the main characters. He's also in the second and third Thor movies.
Really?
Yeah, he takes over for the original actor who was the like the blonde swashbuckler Warriors 3 dude. Like, I don't know why, but the original actor couldn't make it back, so he took over.
I hate when that happens, but hey, good for Zach.
I couldn't actually tell.
Yeah, didn't even notice. Yeah. He must have done a good job then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also entangled. He does a voice.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters.
Okay.
That's the important thing. They superimposed him into it.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it does kind of look a lot like him, but yeah. And if you got little girls as children,
chances
not like
good.
In a creepy way, but it's a movie we watched a fair amount, at least like once every 2 months.
Not in a creepy way.
I have seen it once,
but in a parent sort of way. Not in a creepy way, a parent sort of way.
Why does everybody look at me funny when I drive my van?
Maybe because it says free candy on the side.
Yikes.
I don't know. I said something the other day in a D&D game where I was like, yeah, I was in, was voicing as an NPC. I was like, yes, the abbot doesn't like me because of the things I did with his children. And like, it sounds really creepy, but then they're like, what did you do? It was like, it came out like, no, they were adult children. Like, they were adults. So it's like, it's just a weird, weird thing. It was like, looking back, and it's like, phrasing can be odd.
It's kind of like in School of Rock. I really think I've touched your children this semester, and I'm pretty sure they've touched me too.
And everybody's like,
what?
Yikes.
So, with those wonderful thoughts in our head.
Yeah.
Were we playing Pathfinder?
Somewhere.
This episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Zombie Chicken Ranch.
Zombie Chicken Ranch now.
Is that an upgrade? Or is it?
No. No, it's not.
Catch it now, eat it later.
Wow.
Before it eats you.
Yep. So, last episode, the B-team successfully defeated my what were they?
Bamboos.
Baboons.
Thank God the NPCs were there.
Going back to that.
Sorry, I was stuck on the clue thing.
Going back to that.
Yes?
Did Gaelic happen to see whatever happened to this baboon?
What did Gaelic roll? A 7?
I think he rolled a 7. Did he see? Did he not?
He doesn't even know that.
Okay,
there weren't as many as there was before.
As far as that goes, does Jask and Nath have any idea what that fucking shimmering purple hand of
Nath had the highest roll, if I recall correctly? Correct.
Yes, 23.
Nath was going to be like, did anybody else see that?
Negative.
Go up. Okay.
He just raptured a baboon.
The monkey goddess called him home.
I think I recall saying something along the lines of Nath, you see a blue and purple. Whatever. It was a blur of color come down out of the sky. And then go back up to
one big horn and one big eye.
Good.
Well, it was a one-eyed, one-horn, fine purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horn, fine purple people eater.
Sure looks strange to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a mechanical thing in this adventure path, but Nath would have been looking directly at that person, too.
Well, thank God you got the highest roll, I guess.
No facing in Pathfinder.
No facing.
Hey, Will, in Pathfinder, there's no facing.
Yeah, but he just got done hitting that person.
Hey, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So, you think with the 23, was it?
Yes.
That looked really familiar.
It looked like a zombie devil of Red Mountain.
It's a dead Red Mountain devil.
Go to Jarwin and say, Jarwin, I think there's more Red Mountain devils around.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Sasha was wanting to get one of those.
I don't think she... I don't think that's...
Hey, man, is that like a Jersey meat hook or something? That's stranger?
Really, that's really bizarre. What did you see, though?
No, I wanted a Dimorphodon.
You got one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Up.
It's so nice. I pet its slowly rotting carcass every night after we have sex.
Wow.
Carcass.
Wow, it wasn't dead. Why is it dead now, Sasha?
I got bored.
That's really weird.
I need you to give me another one. You weren't around.
That's really weird.
Give me another one. Jarwin, look at me. Look at my eyes. Jarwin, give me another one.
Probably not.
What did she do to its carcass, man? That's what I heard. How the hell?
This got real weird real fast.
Okay, I'm not going to claim any of that's actually canon. I just still have the character.
It's still funny.
He should slowly back away from Sasha.
Darwin also slowly backs away. Like, what the fuck is
does
going on?
Does not sheath katana until he is at
come
least
on, 20
Neil. Feet
don't
away.
You find me sexy?
You know.
If you want sorry, Jason. And you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know.
Nath says, I only saw it for a moment, but it looked like one of those same creatures.
But bigger.
Uh-oh.
But send Ronan out. He'll find it. Carried off a whole baboon.
Or it'll find him.
Yeah, that's spooky.
Meanwhile, over at the A-team, all of a sudden, Tam turns around and goes, Ronan, did you just pee yourself for some reason?
I don't know. I feel this uncontrollable fear for some reason.
It's like somebody whopped over my grave. I felt chills going down my spine.
It's okay, little buddy.
All right, so speaking of the A-team, we should probably flip back to them because I really had no intention of spending... the whole last episode with the V-team, but that's just kind of the way it worked.
It was a good time.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Combat takes a while.
It does, sometimes.
Especially when you have two very ineffectual PCs in combat.
Two?
Yeah.
Like I said, good thing Sasha and Yashura were around.
That's why I said ineffectual PCs in combat. The TPCs were the other ones doing anything for the most part. No offense.
So,
Nath was pushing damage. I don't know what you were doing.
Oh, okay.
Some smack talk, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the headband. He doesn't have it on. That's why.
Oh, I see.
You got to put the headband on when he goes into combat.
Got a basket and a headband. What
else? Just
going to
further the notion that Nath is not a ninja.
He's a ninjunk now.
That's apparent.
Exactly.
Damn.
He was never meant to be a ninja.
Shots fired.
So
monks wear headbands.
Let me ask you this, A-team. You were way over on the other side of the island, somewhere.
Yes.
We were last at I-3, the Teeth Shack. That's where we left off last time. We tried to burn it down, but it was too wet.
Moist. A tooth shack, baby.
All right, and your intention was to head back to the lighthouse?
Yes, as quickly as possible.
Okay. By the most direct circumlocutious route.
Okay. And that kind of answered my next question. What route do you want to take was kind of my thought.
Well, straight line as much as possible.
Okay. More or less, that's kind of what we'll do, but there's a couple of checks along the way, it looks like. Whatever route you take, honestly.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
If you were over where you say you were.
What checks do you need?
I-3. Nothing from you. Here goes. All right, so you travel, and you travel, and you travel. It starts raining.
It's already rained today.
Oh, damn it.
That's why we couldn't burn down the shack.
Damn it.
You made a big deal out of it.
Oh.
It was after 2 p.m. I've
slept since then. Damn it.
Rain had fallen.
And you travel. Okay, it didn't start raining. And you travel, and you eventually make it back to the lighthouse.
Yay!
And imagine at that point, you all, the B team is busy clearing foliage.
Nath, yes. Jarwin, you haven't finished yet?
Finished what? The thing that's supposed to take us 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, what, 4 hours?
No, dude, it's been at least a day.
You guys didn't stay overnight?
Yeah, okay. A day can also just mean from, morning till evening.
Okay.
It's been especially a full day. Especially when it's
referring to, a day of work.
What time of day is it? Didn't it just rain, an hour ago?
No, it rained while we were at I-3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I thought it rained on your guys' way back. I totally
missed
that.
Technically, we were on the way back, but...
Oh, okay.
It had rained a couple hours before we hit I-3.
So it's evening now then?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so you guys were gone for 8 hours and I'm supposed to get a task done that's 12. Supposed to take 3 weeks?
Come on, 12.
Right. Well, if you hadn't spent...
Fucking call it 20.
If you hadn't spent all your time hunting these baboons, are they...
I wasn't hunting them. They would fucking came over here and attacked us. And one disappeared.
Why is that little one still throwing poop?
I don't know.
That's Gaelic, stop.
I was going to say that's Roman.
He's got plot armor, all right? He's hard to hit.
I've heard about that. I wish I could find some.
I believe it's pronounced pilot armor.
No, but we have made a lot of progress here.
Yeah. We've cleared
we've solved
60
an entire
squares.
Situation, and the time is taking to clear what?
60 squares?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking terrain for 12 hours.
Yeah, and in case you guys are wondering, we don't have to worry about Captain Kinkarian. Put his spirit to rest.
That's good.
Glad that's resolved.
You're welcome.
I just wish we'd found some valuables on that ship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
well, it's not like we'd have anywhere to spend it anyway.
That's fair. But we did find some very nice paintings. Would you guys like to see them?
No, I don't care.
Peacock feathers?
No, I don't care.
Your thing? All right.
And,
no.
And I found...
Are you sure?
And this dagger.
Might want to ask Sasha.
You could ask her, though.
Hey, Nath, are you into the tickle?
I got it.
Nice. Congratulations.
No.
Yeah, I really need it. It's
looks
nice.
Pretty fancy.
It is fancy. Look at this.
Paintings, though?
Oh, you can twirl it around. Nice. Good work.
Ronan, would you like to show the paintings?
Yes. Oh, of course. Let's look. He gets excited. He starts taking out the paintings one at a time.
And Artemis, he reaches into the backpack and he pulls out a really pretty pink and red parasol and hands it to Meta and says, "Here, love, it'll help you keep the sun off."
Aww.
Nath.
Gellick gets jealous.
Remembering what the paintings were, Nath looks at the paintings and he's just like, "Oh, that, yeah, I hear. No valuables. Got it."
Thank you, Artemis. I'm from the jungle, though. The sun I'm used to.
Sure.
I always picture Meta as a coffee-colored skin.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I know. That's why I gave her the pass.
And said the fair skin joke.
Right.
Why it was funny.
And Ronan's still going on. He's getting out and he's explaining the pictures as he takes them out, even though nobody's listening.
I assume they're Gripply
porn.
Not porn. Definitely wow. Not porn, but Gripply.
Gripply orgies.
Artistry. It's some kind of very...
He pulls out one that's got a Gripply with a trombone and he goes, "This is a handy."
No, that's not.
Gripply's playing with his handy. It's fantastic.
And, Artemis, ever trying to bring the party together, he hears what Gellick did during the fight and says, I know you bards like to write things. Try writing with this." And he hands him one of the big peacock feathers.
Ooh.
Mm, fancy.
Oh, I'd be wrong and, not to accept that.
And Jarwin here, and he gives Jarwin a slightly bigger peacock feather than he does Garrett.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, that's for when you and Sasha have private time.
Hey, Meta, we don't need your 2 cents. Thanks.
2 cents? What is 2 cents?
2 copper pieces, okay?
2 pence? Huh.
Yeah, we don't need that. Thanks, though.
You're welcome. Glad I could be of assistance.
Is everything okay? Did you?
It sounds like they're having troubles, Tam.
No, it's fine. Thanks,
Do
weirdos.
You need some counseling?
Why are you guys making it weird?
Oh, we made it weird.
Yeah, you made it weird. Thanks.
The screaming from the jungle wasn't weird on its own. I got you.
Yes.
Shiru, I have a question.
Tam.
Hi.
Is it normal for the male to cry after sex?
Why does your male partners always cry after sex, Meta? That's a better question.
I don't have any partners.
Hey, do you have another one of those peacock feathers? I'd like to take some notes.
Yeah, here you go. We have 17 left.
Hey, Shiru, I'd like to ask you a question.
Hi.
So, you gave me this map to the Duck-Tailed Rock. What is it?
The map or the rock?
The rock. Like, what? You have a map to the rock. Like,
I give that to you, yes.
Yes, why? Why? Not why do I have it. Why do you have a map? What is special about the rock? Is there something supposed to be there? A person? A thing?
Yeah, did we never ask that before?
I was told there was treasure there. But it would take several people to help bring treasure in recovery. So I thought, while we're here, what's the harm of looking for a bit, right?
So treasure. All right, well, I was hoping it was treasure.
Any idea what kind of treasure?
Bigger treasure.
I don't care.
It's supposedly a stash of an old pirate that put it here on a smuggler ship. It's a buried treasure at Ducktail Rock.
Tam, should we tell them?
Tell them what?
Well, we think we know where Ducktailed Rock is.
Yeah, I mean, he gave me the map. As far as I'm concerned, he's due part of the share.
We think we found the rock.
You find a rock like a ducktail.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Chinese or turkey?
And the dryad was wrong about where it was. It's over that way.
Yeah, she was only off by like 6 miles.
It's not like the dryad could possibly know everything. She's not an all-powerful being, is she? I mean, today.
No, but she's really old, and she's been here a long time.
So maybe she's going a little senile.
Maybe a sap not go all the way to top of tree.
That's very possible.
Was she a pretty Jowan?
I don't.
No, she wasn't.
I don't really recall, sorry. So I'm going to go with no.
I have never met a dryad, but one time I met a kasune. Very pretty woman.
Very different.
Until she turned into fox.
That's pretty cool, though.
Not when she tries to bite you.
Yeah, that sounds a little not fun.
It was
isn't
horrific.
Isn't that considered foreplay?
I don't know. Did not stand around
Meta,
long
I think
enough
we're learning a
out.
Lot about your kinks. Very publicly.
Yes, quite. Crying men, peacock feathers, and animal bites.
I honestly am very inexperienced. All I know is what I've read.
So, Tamara, tell me, did you find the Ducktail Rock?
We did, in the distance. We have not approached or explored it yet, but we think we know its location.
We should go there. Supposedly, a big treasure left from a pirate captain.
Gotcha. Did you want to come with? We could leave Artemis here and let you come.
I think that my talents with the stonemasonry is needed here at the lighthouse so we can get off of ship. But if you promise me share of treasure for so honorably giving you a map, I would stay here.
Yes, I promise you a share of the treasure, yes.
Most excellent.
Ronan, you know about building things, correct?
I have some knowledge.
Maybe while we're here, you could assist us in making barricades with the lumber we felled.
Yes.
We should probably be able to clear up 30-ish feet from where we want to build the barricades in the next 2 days if you guys want to help.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I presume you've already cleaned up the living space.
No, we haven't, actually.
I'll start there.
I will help Tam.
That's
fine. I would think that'd be a good place to... I'll help Tam.
That's fine. Go for it.
As they wander off.
Meta, remind me, can you cast the light spell?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I can.
So after we clean up, we're going back down to the temple. Please. Please.
Okay.
Sorry, after looking at my... I've got some study on it, but I'm not really an engineer. So, like, I have some insights if someone needs it, but otherwise, I would strongly suggest you seek another source for your engineering knowledge.
You hear Tam shout, like, I know how to stack logs! It's not that hard!
I mean, I'm pretty good with knots and things, but like I said before, not really big on manual labor. no experience whatsoever in engineering unless it's deactivating you know, traps. Yeah, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to assist, but I am good at looking for treasures, though. So maybe we should focus on that. I mean, you know, stay within our skill sets.
I mean, to be fair, Jarwin and Nath have done a great job so far. Maybe we should leave them back here to keep working on this.
Just imagine Nath lazy. Just, like, chops a tree, like a small tree down with his hand. He's like, it's real easy. Just... You've got it. I mean, I see you cut people down all the time.
I really don't think I could do that, no.
At this point, Nat's gotten so good that it doesn't even look like he's trying. He just kind of walks up to a tree and goes, pop! And the thing goes...
That's like the preparation scene in 13th Warrior.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I cannot lift this.
Grow stronger!
You bring a little jumping dog to war.
Only an Arab would bring a dog to war.
Yeah, that's what it was.
After the scene, it's like, your dog can jump.
You give him a sword, he makes a knife. Can my daughter have that after you die?
What I love best, but the guy with that thick Scottish accent. Right. It's like, when you die, can I give that to me daughter?
I hate the one guy. I don't sound like that.
He's totally making fun of the dude sounding just like that. I don't sound like that.
So, we have Tam and Meta going to go clean up the lighthouse?
Just the sleeping areas.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the inside was like a common area for the first floor, anyway, for the male cannibals, as I recall. It was the upper levels that were for the chief.
Right, the redhead guy.
Yeah.
With the big Clorak.
Sword. The red. So you're going up there, or are you going on the main level, the first floor?
The main level, because there was the common area, then there was that room full of all the stuff that the original settlers had pulled off their ship, like shipping records and stuff, and then there was the room with the bed, just getting rid of all the detritus and garbage and everything else that was left around so we could sleep here comfortably.
So what's the plan? Are you just going to, shove it off the cliff there, or...?
Yeah, you sweep it outside and push it in the jungle, and...
All right.
Unless we want to take it all the way over to the garbage pit, but I guess if there was enough garbage, refuse,
You'd start a fire or something probably.
But, I mean, depending on what it is, if it's rotten food and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's just dust and small personal effects, just get them out.
Right. All right. So that's what you all do,
and then Meta would like to try to paint a symbol of Apsu over the door.
Okay, what are you going to use for paint?
Blood.
Crushed berries, I guess.
That's a good start.
It'll go right above where Tam scratched the Desmond butterfly.
So, and then what is Ronan going to do? Try and advise a little bit, maybe?
He's going to kind of gather information, what happened while we were gone.
Okay.
You can talk to some of the other members of the party.
Go ahead and roll it.
It's fairly obvious, isn't it? I mean, they went hunting for baboons and they cleared some trees.
Yeah, you know, but with the roll, I'm going to say, then you ask this, and you get this much and more information or whatever, you know.
And what are we needing to roll, diplomacy, or?
Yeah, I think that's gather information here, right? Yeah.
Sure, I got a 4.
A 4?
Mm-hmm. You don't know shit.
You know,
they defeated a rune lord. And
the only person you talk to is Gellick, and he's just like, Sasha is so hot. I watched her lick a knife like this.
If it was Gellick, it would be like, you'll have to read about it when I write it down. Don't bother me until then. That kind of deal.
I hate that guy.
Over the course of the night, at some point, Nath will talk to our A-team and let them know that there may potentially be another Red Mountain Devil around. And watch for the response for Ronan.
He pees a little.
Oh, good. So we didn't wipe him out. That's so good to hear. It's important to have the natural predators around in the area to take care of the lower population.
Let me stop you right there, sweetheart. That is not a natural predator.
Oh, I do believe it is.
No.
It's larger than the last one, too.
Now, I know this may not make you feel any better, Ronan, but just for your own safety, I think we should tie a rope around your waist just in case. I mean, because you are very small, just in case it swoops down. Because if what Nath said and it picked up a full-size baboon, I mean, it's going to snap you up, and we may not even know you're gone until after it's happened.
Now, before you say anything, Ronan, it is perfectly natural. My parents used to keep the little kids in our tribe on leashes, too.
Well, it's not really a leash. I mean, like, he could put it around his waist, or we could tie it through his baldric on his weapon. I mean, just so it keeps him from, like, being swooped down upon and taken off. And we're wondering if that does happen, please scream as loud as you can.
Insert scream here.
Okay, so Ronan is going to go inside for a little while.
There's no roof on this lighthouse, right?
Well, it's multiple floors, so there's at least, if he stays on the first floor.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, like he's probably staring out a window. Like,
now, I mean, I was thinking about how I could help out, and I'm like, I'm not really good at manual labor, like I said. But I do have a little bit of dungeoneering, and I do have quite a bit of disabled device training. And I figure if I reverse engineered that, maybe I could help out with the reflector or maybe some of the mechanisms that helps, focus the light upstairs. So while they're all sweating and doing all that stuff, I'm going to go up and give that the eyeball.
Okay. Sounds good. So you can kind of direct them. Okay. Well, we need the foundation to be exactly this big, and it needs to be placed exactly this way, and that kind of deal. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I will defer to Ashuru, so, since he has the actual masonry skills. I'm talking more the actual brass reflector mechanism, rotation, stuff like that. I think I could probably be useful there. Plus, I will have my bow out in case we see a blur of purple and red.
Good call. Yeah, at the top, there's several courses of block that need to be placed in order for that reflector to go in place, and you're more or less just saying, hey, look, it needs to get down to this size for this reflector base to sit on it, and, so on and so forth. Good call on the bow, probably.
Mm-hmm. And shiny side out.
Yeah, shiny side out.
Yeah, that's very important, yeah.
Mucho. Muy importante. What is Nath doing?
He's going to continue to clear jungle up until, I think we were going for the, 30 feet or something like that.
Okay. And Jarwin is going to do that as well?
Yep.
Okay. And?
I got a question, GM.
Uh-huh.
The Red Mountain Devil we saw originally and fought and killed was in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to do a knowledge nature check or something to see if it's unusual for another larger Red Mountain Devil to hunt the same area as a smaller one?
That's a good question.
I could give you a bonus.
You can give him a what?
I could give you a bonus.
No, that's not what I heard.
Of course you would.
I thought he said bonus, yeah. But with the bone part.
Right. I would say it would be a knowledge nature. It's going to be a pretty high DC, though. What you got?
No.
That's a negatory?
Why don't you, I was thinking you could do this one thing, and I'm going to go ahead and use the my memory subdomain.
What is that called again?
It is called recall.
Oh, yeah, I recall now.
Yeah, and that knowledge. So you can do that check again and add plus 3 to it.
28. Curse you and your Inquisitor.
Is that with skills. His wisdom bonus?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, with a 28. You probably figure with a creature the size that Tam has extensively recorded and another creature that is slightly larger than that original, maybe they were a mated pair? And this smuggler Shiv Island would be definitely big enough for a mated pair to hunt.
Guys, so the one that Tam, since you're with me, Tam. The one that we killed and you took notes on was probably a female, and the one that Nath saw was probably a male, and he may be pissed off that we killed his wife.
I checked my notes for genitalia. Well, okay. In many subspecies like this, actually the females tend to be bigger because they tend to guard the young. Let me check my notes for...
Yeah, the one that you drew is the female.
Yeah, no, see, that's... That's an innie. So
we should be careful about mushroom stamps.
Yes.
Insert cloaca joke here, Neil.
I was avoiding that. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's tradition now.
But it may be aggressive.
probably. It swooped down in the middle of a fight and took a baboon. It's definitely aggressive.
Or at least hungry, yeah.
Or opportunistic.
Thirsty.
I would have to presume that most wild animals avoid, you know, large conflicts and noises and things like that. So I...
You would think.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Pete?
I said, or opportunistic.
Opportunistic, yeah. One of the two.
As Nath is clearing jungle, and I'm assuming Gillick is still out there because he hasn't had any other stated stuff. So while he's struggling to pull a weed next to Nath, Nath's like, you know, I'm thinking that maybe Tam might need some help. She was going to record some stuff from the lighthouse. Why don't you go see what she needs?
AKA a small person.
Yeah, no, I'm like one of the people that that Gellick hates the most.
That's why he said it.
Tam and Ronan are the two people he's just like...
Pathfinders. And he'd be right to.
He'd be right to. He'll wander off.
I've seen his spell list. He sucks. We don't need him anyway.
Why did Eris have to die?
You know what? He says, screw that. I'm going to go find us some dinner. Wanders over to the edge of the lighthouse, and he grabs his net and his pole.
You said net.
Yes, net.
I heard nut.
No.
He grabs the whole time he's walking, Ronan's praying. He's like, please let the Red Mountain Devil take him. Please let the Red Mountain Devil take him.
That's what Nath was going to say. Watch out for flying.
Never devil. Mind. Never mind. It's okay, no, go ahead.
Just go load yourself up with some raw fish. That won't attract it.
Right. So he's going to go fishing.
Here, wear this green jacket.
Because he knows Tam is not exactly a fan. He's like, no, I'm going to be more useful doing this, I think. I don't want the confrontation anyway. Screw that. I'm going to go get dinner. I know I can do that.
Honestly, I thought he might be a boon to... Tam's effort, though, because he is a skilled writer, so he may be able to read that information that's on the wall and or be better at writing it down than most of us.
Ah.
That is what he does, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty much a chronicler.
He's a scholar.
You know, yeah.
That's kind of redundant. We already have Tam.
Exactly.
Two work faster than one, although we do have 3 weeks.
Oh. Right,
too many chefs spoil the soup.
There is that.
I mean, it's a pretty good-sized room, though.
Yeah, but think about, like, if you borrowed somebody's notes in college and they wrote them in shorthand.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I loaned my notes to somebody one time, and I had a tendency to write in a mixture of English, Spanish, and Russian, whichever was fastest. Yeah, that didn't go well for them.
They were screwed.
Like, you know, I put this down, and they marked it wrong, but this is what you had. Yeah, that's Russian. They probably couldn't read it.
So we've got anybody unaccounted for? On their activities at the moment?
Just Gillick. He's off, alone, fishing on an open bank.
Need be right not to. Oh, wait.
Highly visible.
The thing just ate. Like.
It would take care of his share.
It was only a baboon.
It just killed.
Yeah, but it's a medium-sized creature that a...
Well, the last one was medium-sized. This one's bigger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It is a medium-sized creature that it just took. Even if it's large, it... is very unlikely that it would be hungry for days.
Maybe it just likes killing baboons and it wants to eat some halfling,
but
or gnome or whatever.
But if you remember the monkey that Tam found, it didn't eat the monkey.
Yeah.
It just sucked the monkey dry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, a liquid diet is a lot less filling than a solid diet.
Unless you're a magical beast that subsists entirely on that.
And then you may get hungry faster, especially if you have to fly across an island.
Yeah. Especially if you find a lowly gnome fishing on a bank.
Just to go ahead and complete this, to continue with this nerd argument, I think that if it had to eat more than one medium-sized creature's blood a day, we would have found evidence of this thing almost all over the island.
Yeah, we only found one exsanguinated monkey, right?
Yeah. Here, pull it out of the bag. There it is. There it is.
Like this one.
I mean, in the realm of creatures, we know that drink blood or suck out the juices of their victims for sustenance. Spiders don't actually have to eat that often.
No, unlike birds that gotta eat constantly.
Is it just me or is anybody else getting a hankering for a Red Mountain Devil drink? From
Farm every Island? Time, actually, every time I hear the name, I'm like, man, I want another one of those.
I know.
You're welcome.
But you know where the hall is. I'm just saying.
And we could go up there.
We're kind of busy right now.
After we get, you know, some food.
Wonder if they deliver.
Where's Grubhub when you need them?
I don't think that's legal.
Well, it is if you don't get caught.
I bet Puff Go could do it, right?
With the COVID stuff, it was legal for a time to deliver alcohol. I don't know if that continued. I imagine they probably stopped it.
Yeah. There are still places that do that. I don't think there are any in Illinois, but I know there is chain alcohol distribution places that do it.
Sure.
We used to have a drive-through here in town called Hardee's. It was a liquor store.
It wasn't a fast food joint.
It was a liquor store. Yeah. Years back, cousins were in from out of town. They were like, "Do you guys have any places to eat here? Like fast food places?" Like, "Well, we have a Hardee's, but you don't want to eat there." Why not? Is it gross? No, it's a liquor store.
Yeah. Well, that's funny too, because in the town where I live, every liquor store has a drive-up window, which in and of itself was hilarious to me until I went to Ohio. And I found they had drive-through liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool.
There's actually a house where that used to be now.
I know.
But the owners of that place still hold a liquor license in Farmer City to prevent someone else from getting it.
Sucker.
Wow. Talk about corn in the market.
Yeah, it's just like the guy who used to own the grocery store won't sell it, you know, just because he doesn't want anyone else to put a grocery store there because he's petty.
Mm.
Yep.
Who is up and working on the last few courses of the lighthouse?
That would be Artemis and Ishiru.
Artemis, yeah. Ishiru.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I mean, Meta and Tam are downstairs.
Downstairs, yeah.
With a quick question, if any of them decide to do knowledge checks and they need help, I'm always there to assist.
Yeah, but you're like on the second floor hiding like a little girl.
No, I was just helping Meta.
Oh, under the bed, right.
Yep. Yeah, well.
He's cleaning under there.
Oh, okay.
One dust particle at a time.
Right. With his feather.
Yes, yes. You gave me that feather. Thank you, by the way. It's marvelous.
All right. We said Artemis was upstairs and Ishiru.
Right.
Okay. I will roll for Ishiru. Artemis, give me a perception check.
All right.
He kills it.
I see the ship that's coming in the future to pick us up. Because I rolled a natural 20, so that's a 28.
Right. Ishiru was doing all right, but you just knocked it out of the park. You look from this vantage point.
Could I use money spyglass?
If you'd like, but you don't really need it with a natty 20, bud. What you realize is that, maybe it was all the jungle overgrowth that you couldn't really see it from where you were at I-3, even though it's right on the shore, is that the entire southeast portion of this island is kind of a low mountain. And that must be the Red Mountain that everybody's been talking about.
So it's a low mountain and it looks red from the earth?
Yeah, it's a low mountain and it's the highest point on the entire island. It has absolutely no vegetation on it. It has a jagged rise. It's rust red stones, like an immense scar, really. If you're there, you figure that you can see the entire rest of the island because it's higher than where you are here.
For the listener, are we talking about like X on the map?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, X.
So, X.
X marks the mountain.
I'll say to Ishiru, "Hey, did you notice that before? I mean, I know you've been working, but look.
Hey.
Over there to the southeast, does that not look like what someone would term a red mountain?"
Okay, now you got to have a conversation with yourself because you do it better than I do.
Yes, it's very high. That's the point. Yes.
I can't see the mountain from here. It is a red. It is a very red.
You are correct.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Can I see Gellick from up here?
So.
You can.
Is he still on the beach?
Sort of. Hang on, let me decide where the fuck he is, all right?
One must ask the question. Is it a red mountain devil, or is it a red mountain devil?
He is above the beach in the clutches of something flying.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, I was like, how weird would it be if I was looking over here to the southeast, and I found the red mountain, and then I looked back over, and Gellick was gone. And then I look up, and there goes Gellick and the red mountain devil going home.
Should we go rescue him, man?
We'll go tomorrow.
Jarwin already asked for us to stay a few days, so we don't want to disappoint Jarwin.
Yeah, he was really
easy to rush.
He was really mad last time we split the party, so I think we need to give him a couple of days of work to make him feel better.
I agree with this.
Gellick is actually on the north side of the tower, the lighthouse, and he's got a bit of a cliff to fish from. He doesn't look very busy at the moment, though. He looks more like he's taking a nap.
Artemis will yell,
"Hey, Gellick, are you catching anything down there, you twat?"
"Don't shake it more than twice, man."
Hang on. Let me just do it official here. Damn, he did hear you. He roughly shakes his head.
Flips him the bird.
Looks up at you and makes obscene gestures. You know, the palm under the... not palm, but the fingers draping, raking the under chin, you know.
Yeah, back at you. I'll have a bow, you little wanker.
Can I hear this exchange?
He looks up at you again. He goes, takes a big sigh. Big sigh. And says, "All right, I may as well get busy." And he throws his net out. Sees what
does he hold on to the trailing end of the rope?
Yes.
Guys, it's weird. The cannibal showed up for just like 12 seconds, and then they killed Gellick, and then just ran away. They were floating, too, so they didn't even leave any tracks. It was the weirdest thing.
I think they were ghost cannibals.
They didn't even want to eat him.
Oh, that's a much better lie.
Ghost cannibals. Well,
no, the ghosts came out of the surf that we see every night. They came out, and they just ate him. Ow! With arrows.
Kind of what I did.
You eat people?
No, deception, love. It's a skill I have.
That happened.
It's a skill we all have. Some of us are better.
Exactly.
What else is going on here?
My plan for Tam was to clean up till nighttime, sleep in the morning.
Okay.
They wanted to stick around a few days, so I was going to ask Meta to go down into Yadirceus Temple and help me keep cataloging things.
Okay. And
if she's going down to the temple,
yes,
that sounds much more attractive than being up here in the open daylight. if you're Ronin.
Well, thank you. I find myself very attractive.
Wow. Jarwin.
Yes.
What you up to?
What time is it now?
Late afternoon, early evening.
Same day?
Yeah.
All right, then I would still be clearing.
Still clearing.
Singing.
And nap is too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, folks. The will timer has told us it is time
to suck on that.
Yep. So, we're going to have to find out what happens next time on Shield Bash. Thank you for listening.
Shield Bash us on.
Like and rate us.
Have a very good night.
See you next time.
Goodbye, Shiru.
Thank God I had a bed.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.